This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The game was awesome. Yeah. Quarterbacks, we went as a quarterback group. Mike White's a big Yankees fan, so you know, wanted to treat the boys to something nice. They've been helping me out in the quarterback room all year, so it's something we talked about and pulled the trigger on and decided to take a quick trip there and made it back in time for meetings, so it was good. I'm a fan of whoever's playing the Dodgers. I grew up a Giants fan, right? I still love the Blue Jays. But yes, I mean, we're 3-0, rooting for the underdog. Obviously, we're the only team in New York, so supporting our local teams. And got to love it. So hopefully that they can, you know, scratch and claw their way back into this thing.
Khalil Shakir has thrown 38 passes his way. He's caught 36. Number one in the NFL among receivers by a mile. What makes him so easy to throw to?
One, I think he's always in the right spot. He's where he's supposed to be at all times. He works extremely hard. We just have a very, very good connection when we're out there. I understand where he's going. He gives me good body language, and he does a good job of catching the ball. You know, I know we've thrown some short ones to him, but we've also thrown intermediate and thrown deep to him too. So, you know, he can really do it all, and you know, just fortunate to have him on our team.
When did you get a glimpse that he had this potential?
I think when he was a rookie, I think we all kind of had high hopes and saw how he moved. And really going back to last year, you know, in the quarterback room, we've raved about him for so long because, again, he's so friendly to the quarterback. He just goes out and he does his business. He blocks in the run game. He does his job, never complains. And just, again, he's so easy to throw to that, you know, we've known the quarterback room for a while, and I'm just happy that we've got to showcase his talent and utilize him in the best way for him possible.
Hey, Josh, you had to work in a couple new pieces up front with Connor and David this year, but it seems like that group has come together really nicely. What have your impressions been collectively of that offensive line?
Well, it's a very smart group. They communicate very well. They work very well together. You know, we're doing really good things in the run game and the pass protection game right now. But honestly, they care so much. They care about me. They care about our running backs. They're following the ball. They're picking guys up off the ground. It's as solid and as good as a group I've ever been around. I love those guys, and you know, they love us right back, and it shows in how they play the game.
This feels like every year, but going against the Dolphins, your numbers are very successful. And as a team, is there anything that you pinpoint with playing them, especially here at
Jakarta? No, I wouldn't say really anything other than just trying to, you know, put extra emphasis on winning games in our division, you know, and make no mistake about it, they're a really good football team. Obviously, getting their quarterback to a back helps, especially on their offensive side of the ball, but they got some real playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, and I think they're I know their record doesn't indicate it, but they're playing really good football right now. So we got to be ready for whatever they can throw at us. Got to have a good week of practice, and again, make adjustments in game and go from there.
Who's the defender on there, especially on the back seven, that really? Is injured. I'm not sure what his status is, but is there somebody they really have to be worried about?
Oh, I mean, I think, again, with Poyer, how much he knows our offense, always have to be ready for that. He's a savvy vet. You know, he probably knows all of our checks and calls. He's probably relaying that to them, especially here at home when we can talk as an offense. You know, they'll have a good step on some of our calls, so switching some things up. We know what Jalen Ramsey is in terms of, you know, being an all-pro corner, and he plays a little bit inside now, but he's still, again, a fantastic football player. And again, Holland, whether he's playing or not, but, you know, he's a stud for them too.
What does it say to be four games up this early in the season?
I mean, a head start definitely helps, but you know, not getting complacent and not just sitting here saying things are taken care of, because they're not. You know, there's a lot of football left in this season. Anything can happen, and we got to, you know, keep our foot to the gas.
The offensive side of the ball, but what kind of juice does it give the defense and the defensive line specifically to get behind that this week?
It's awesome. He was playing some really good football before. So getting him back and getting him ready to go and primed up, and you know, he's got fresh legs, so that'll help. And yeah, I think that's going to be a huge boost for us.
Just Keon, you've seen him about halfway through the season. How do you feel like he's kind of adjusting to the NFL and just the role he has on the team?
Yeah, I think he's adjusting well. I think, again, he's doing what we're asking of him to do, be a big guy, you know, contested catches at the high point, going out there in the run game and using his strength and his physicality, and we saw that in this last game. So we're going to need more of that from him going forward. But, again, the young guy that's going to continue to get better each and every week, and, you know, the trust that I have in him just grows day by day, and we get extra reps after practice, and you see that starting to pay dividends in the game.
Physicality, and like you said, those contested catches in the run game, he's showing his personality some too after big plays like that. What's it like to see him kind of, you know, be excited about that when he's on the
field? And that's something, again, we've preached here for as long as Coach McDermott's been here. It's be you with us, and it's okay to let your personality show, and that's all he's doing, is he's being him.
Given you were working with all new receivers this season, how much did it matter, especially early in the year, to have a guy that you had that comfort level with, the body language, all that you described?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had to worry, you know, about body language or being off with him, just because, again, the reps that we've had in the past, and you can't say enough about how hard he works, how consistent he is each day he's in the building. The type of character that he has, the type of teammate that he is. So, again, I've never had a doubt or a worry in terms of not being on the same page with him, because he just works so hard and he's so easy to throw to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.